Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gentlemen. It's the 3rd of September today, which is a Thursday. And I'm on my way to work. I swapped days because the kids are only back to school today. So I made the most of it and worked from home on Tuesday. It's actually quite friendly in London. This morning it was a bit grey on the way to school, and we were still debating whether to take raincoats, and I checked my weather app and it said 0% chance of rain today. Yeah, we made it down to the school and it started raining. I also reminded Henry that he's got to go into year two now, and he said, "Oh, I know, Mummy." Okay, that's fine then. He's certainly catching up, so we'll see how year two goes. It's an exciting one because it's a SATS year. Amelia's still a while away from her next SAT. Not that they put the kids under a lot of pressure. They usually just do any kind of tests like that without the kids really noticing. And then we just get results later. So we'll see what happens. We also managed to do a bit of homework during the holidays, where I, so I got some exercise books. We've not really done that much since we were in Germany because we didn't have time. But at least that means there were only sort of 2 weeks out of it, not six, and hopefully they'll get back into it. It was also quite useful to see what they can and can't do. And also, because that's the thing that I think one forgets very easily as an adult, that to solve a task on a piece of paper that has various skills. It's not just the actual getting to the right answer, but you've got to understand the question first, and then out of all the techniques you've got to solve a question like that, you've got to pick the right one. So you've got to understand what it's all about. It's quite complex. It's been quite interesting to sort of see how the kids cope with various questions and in the way that they're posed. So yeah, at least I know now what we've got to work on at home. And yes, the other thing was, of course, after getting up pretty much at the crack of dawn during the holidays when I could have slept in, while Henry was up early, I think there's always the draw of Minecraft, but Amelia actually slept in. We had to wake her up, and she was the one who's just consistently been getting up way too early. Right, now I'm in danger of being run over by bicycles for a change. But anyway, it's quite exciting. I can't quite believe that my two are so little. Can't believe they're now in year two and four. It wasn't so long ago that Amelia was in year two, and I thought, oh my goodness, she's growing up. And now Henry's in year two. Oh my goodness. And Amelia's in year four, which used to be the last class that she could go in that school, but they're now primary school, so she's got to stay on another 2 years. Other than that, the other thing I did this morning was I gave a friend a lift to the station. She didn't actually want to go to the station, but she's starting her new job today, not too far away, so and she was quite excited, so yeah, all new beginnings, which is also what it feels like a little bit at home, ever since we got back from Germany. But I did a catch-up boo with Simon, but we had a lovely week in Cornwall. Still can't believe I didn't make it into the sea. so lovely down there, but it was a little bit too cold, and it was more, I mean, the sea was warm enough, but more worried about warming up again afterwards. We had some time in Germany with my family as well, which is always nice, and it kind of resets things to go on a holiday and to go somewhere else and speak to different people and catch up with people you don't usually see. Yeah, that sort of thing. And then ever since we got back, I was straight back into work. And I also thought, I must reorganise the house. I must do some sorting out and I must find a bit more storage for things. Because I realised I'm trying to tidy up, but I haven't actually got anywhere to tidy things into. So, or away to. There's been a lot of sort of thinking, how can we reorganise things? So I'm currently trying to set off various bits of IKEA furniture that we don't need anymore, and then hopefully we're going to get something else instead. Well, I've already got a couple of pieces with doors, which would be lovely because I can put things in there and then shut the door. And that'll reduce dusting time as well. That's the hope anyway. But I'm still having a massive clear out. And it's funny because I thought, there's a bit of a belated spring clean. People usually do this in spring, but of course, people with children, because I've heard this from several other people now, they're doing it over the August bank holiday weekend because they're sort of getting ready for the new school year. And talking to the vicar yesterday, he was saying that actually September feels more like new year when you've got kids at school. It's true. Every time it's sort of the 1st of January or, you know, New Year's Eve, I always kind of go, well, we're only halfway through. It feels a bit strange to celebrate New Year now. So I think there's quite a few people now sort of trying to sort things out and get things ready for the new school year. Us too. There's a lot of sorting out to do because I think what always happens is that there's a spring clean to do in spring. Spring's too busy, and then this is kind of a time of year when we've got time again for this sort of thing. So yeah, that's what we're doing. We're also trying to make our drive a little bit wider because it was clearly only built for a car to drive up and into the garage, which doesn't exist anymore. So we've had a little bit of devastation on Tuesday because the builder came round and first he sent a couple of tree surgeons to take down all the bushes so he can come and dig. And this was quite funny. Well, I must remember to park away tomorrow because the skip's coming as well. So I thought that was quite interesting because we had all these bushes and an apple tree. I wanted to keep the apple tree, but they said that apple tree roots apparently spread and they would have to dig up to it and under, and so they said the tree would be damaged and would probably fall on them or die anyway. So we have to get rid of it. It was only cooking apples and we didn't really use them, but I quite enjoyed looking out the window and looking at the blackbirds eating the apples in the winter, you know. And I think I've used a couple to make a crumble or something. So yeah, I was quite sad to see that tree go. I think that's the only thing that actually produced something edible in the garden apart from the herbs. Oh my goodness. So it was two chaps, one with a chainsaw, who just took everything down, and the other one fed it into the machine, and you know, they basically took away wood chips. The drive looked quite full of vegetation at one point, but they left it so tidy, but it just looks like wasteland now. It's really funny, and it makes the house look so different and so much brighter and airier. So it really makes a big difference to cut back the shrubs. It's amazing how much bigger everything looks there already. So it's good that we're doing it, because there's a lot of wasted land. Oh, I'm going.